This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You can hear the moan of winds whipping around you. You can feel the metal in your strange little caravan turned ship almost warp with the pressure. And Sebastian stares out, glass still aloft, smiling his calm, handsome, and a little bit smug grin. Should probably batten down the hatches, huh?
Does this have a storm mode, this thing? It can alter into a ship? Can it alter into a sort of more defensive hatches battened mode?
You are the tech guy, so if you want to kind of
come on, tech guy,
the levers and panels. Again, remember that the ship is more cobbled together out of old bits of machinery. So there are levers and there are panels and there is a literal kind of mast and steering wheel. But like, it's all idiosyncratic is the word.
It's sort of taking care of itself up to this point as well. Like we just like go that way and it's gone.
Yeah.
And now we're a bit like...
Yeah.
I really wish we had a photo of this ship because at the moment I can't get the magic school bus out of my head. Just because it keeps transforming into different things.
Yeah, I kind of... It to me reminds me of Howl's Moving Castle, if that helps people.
Yeah, that's cool.
A mismatch of machinery that is somehow bipedal when it wants to. It's more of a living creature than it is machine at a certain point. What did you get for me, Phil?
I got 2 successes, 1 special.
Lovely. You can fiddling around. Tell me how you kind of convert this thing into a vehicle that is better suited for strong tides and winds. And
so previously it was a bit more of a kind of like, you know, a sailing vessel, a kind of luxury kind of like, you know, puts the sails up, the gulls kind of like wheeling overhead. But instead the sails now kind of fold up, go into the central orb. The front turns into more of a sharp prow to cut through the waves. And from the side, a couple of paddle wheels appear. So it's now operating kind of under power instead of taking the wind. It's more of a proactive cutting into the waves. Still with the rise and fall of the stormy seas, it's not the smoothest ride. But now, instead of being sort of buffeted around, it can kind of brute force its way through the seas. Mm.
Can I add a little extra?
Mm.
I think it can go under.
Ah.
Can't go over it.
Can't go around it.
As we've said previously, it has a sort of like a dome near the top that you can sort of view from. As the waves get kind of bigger and the prow starts cutting into the oncoming waves, almost the whole ship basically is now diving underwater.
Goes under the wave, yeah.
The portholes, you can sort of, you're now under the sea, and the only bit that's kind of free and clear is this kind of little observation dome at the top. It's not going fully underwater, but it can really dive under the surface to kind of get the most efficient route.
Man, I want this thing. Cool.
I know, it's rad, isn't it?
Yeah. You have it. They gave it to you.
I think he means, it's his daily drive.
IRL.
Yeah.
Sean wants this.
Yeah. IRL.
Yes, the storm becomes far too much. And as the waves overlap, you know, you slowly just go under now with your new ability for the ship. In the little portholes, does anyone look out? What are you?
Oh, for sure. Oh my gosh, we're under the ocean. Gracie, look at this. And I hold the sword up to the porthole.
I mean, I don't really technically have eyes, but yes, I can see in a weird way. It's hard to describe.
Are there any cool creatures out there? Any fish and stuff?
Yeah, I was going to ask. You see things flitting about, you know, strange. The moonlight itself seems to be kind of piercing through the water, so you have illuminated this dark underwater fantasy. And did Kat have a crush on any girls growing up?
Well, yeah, so there was Samantha, who yes, we met earlier, but I would definitely say there probably would be more for sure.
Pop star?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, this is... I don't have any knowledge of
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry? Is that
a sports star?
I actually think 2013.
Britney Spears. Yeah, Christina probably Britney Aguilera. Spears would be the right time.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Christina Aguilera. I mean, I actually IRL.
Beyonce.
Yeah,
so. Beyonce.
Yeah. You kind of...
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Ricky Martin.
You see...
Yeah.
She bangs. You see a hand press against the porthole.
Oh!
And it is a mermaid. With the kind of visage of you know, in the way that Christina Aguilera back in her heyday had that wonderful long crimped hair.
The dirty film clip.
With kind of strands of colours through it and sparkly jewellery. This is the way that it kind of resembles that early kind of pop star crush. And she kind of swims away as you see her gorgeous scarlet tail disappearing. The more and more you look out, obviously you see reefs, you see strange fish with more eyes and fins than maybe they ought to. You see things that perhaps were real on Earth, but have not been for quite a while. You see strange things that walk down there, things that curl and writhe, and you also see shipwrecks, or you see wrecks, old ships, cars. You see dozens and dozens of old car frames, rusted and lonely, at the bottom of the sea, now becoming homes for fish, mermaids, all sorts of sea life, building homes, barnacles encrusting them. You slowly move through this underwater paradise. Toby, or Hawk, you can see on your overlay on the map, you are getting closer and closer to the skull.
Can I ask what time of day it is?
Under the water?
Well, like how much time
has passed?
Or you
mean on your battery remaining?
Yeah, yeah. Because at the end of the day, I lose all my powers and I have to repower them tomorrow.
Right.
So. You are about to run out.
Mm. This must be nearly midnight, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Been a long...
We've had a big day.
Long day. There was a banquet, huge fight. And I think he might be dozing off, like, as he watches the battery tick down. It's tomorrow's problem.
Mm.
How long, how much, how much further, Starling?
You are 2 hours from your destination.
2 hours? We're 2 hours out. Maybe we should...
You seem fatigued.
Yeah.
Might I suggest you rest?
That's what I was going to say.
Maybe we should get some rest. I mean, 2 hours isn't much, but it could be useful.
I think that's probably wise, guys. Kat, you probably want
to... I think Kat is probably already asleep. Like, yeah. She was, like, looking out the porthole, watching the jellyfish and the fish, and just kind of dozed off.
Her head's against the wall, and Xavier goes to say that and then realizes that he's not getting a response and that her shoulders are rising and falling softly, and he's like...
Drooling slightly.
The sword is also snoring.
He'll...
oh, my God. Cute snores.
He'll, like, tuck her down on, like, the couch that... like where her knees would have been if she's like against the porthole, and like puts her down and puts a blanket over her. And then says to
that's Gracie story.
The other two, I'm just going to quickly chat to one of the gods, and then I'll fall asleep.
Cool,
easy done.
Sounds good.
Hey, Sebastianst.
Hey, man.
Do you mind asking, like, Allegra, when we're next gonna level up?
What, you want me to run errands?
I don't know.
Not really my bag, man.
Fair enough.
I'm about fate.
I know.
And you want what? You want another level up?
Well,
is
that strengthens our bond. Or it could.
What, you want to be...
We could be better friends.
We could.
While you're leveled up, we could be better friends.
Hey, man, look, I know you love to flirt and whatever with Lucius. I can hear you, man.
Yeah,
I know that you don't want to stay here.
Sure.
So if you aren't here working for me...
But if I level up, I have to work for you more, right? Like, how do you think this works? Play the odds. Roll the dice.
I mean, that's kind of more your thing. I'm out here finding representatives, and I like them to stay. You know what I mean?
Give me a reason to stay, buddy. You're giving me nothing but trouble.
Hey, I helped you out in that fight.
Yeah, and I owe you for it.
Yeah?
Cool. You want me to stay? Make it worth my while. Sweeten the pot.
What do you want?
I'm not a fixed state. You should know better than that. Everything can change.
So what do you really want?
Why do people keep assuming that I'm more complex than I am? Everyone thinks this. I'm a plain open book. People just can't read.
Okay.
Do you need to go back to school?
Well, why don't you spell it out for me then, brother? I can't know what you don't tell me.
Disappointing. Xavier's going to tuck his head down and go to sleep.
Gaslighting these gods, I love it.
Oh my god.
Gaslight. God boss. Godbinder.
Yeah. We need that on a t-shirt.
We do.
That's very good.
It's a tricky game you're playing.
Very.
Yeah, it's called Die.
Yeah.
I'll fucking walk a fucking razor's edge.
I thought you were going to couch it in like more like, you got to raise the capital, all right? You got to invest.
Nah, we're past that.
Yeah.
The gods are past that. They're like, we see you for who you are. And I'm like, fuck it. Let's do it.
Let's not be euphemistic.
No.
Tell me exactly what
we've
had
fun.
Yeah.
Now I'm calling you out. I'm changing you.
You have the 2 hours. You rest. Does Logan do anything in this time?
No, Logan's relatively quiet. I think once, like, the party, as it were, starts to, like, die down and Kat falls asleep and...
Stop singing.
Yeah. And Xavier goes off to communicate with his little goddy god.
Mm.
Logan is just gonna... looks over at Toby, looks over at Vince, and then is just gonna, like... from one of the rungs on the wall is just going to pull like a very kind of like coarse blanket that's just kind of draped across, and just puts his back to the others and just on like one of the little benches that it folds out from the wall as well, and just puts his head down and tries to actually gain some shut-eye, switch himself off for a bit.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah.
And you do. And you find your dreams are of scales, of jewels, of song and screams. All of these images repeat in your head. The more and more that you have been in Dai, the further away things like the smell of your home, what it feels like to drive a car, your colleagues, your family, all of these things move further and further away, like a distant memory. Toby, you wake, you feel like shit.
Gold.
You call, but you feel no help from Sterling.
Tapping on my temple, pulling the hood down, lift it up,
yeah.
Pull it down.
You just...
Sterling!
You just see an empty bar.
An empty bar?
As in, like, battery
like
bar.
Like, battery bar.
Right. I thought Sterling worked anyway. Damn it. Where are we? How long have I been asleep?
The submarine thuds against something. You hear scraping.
Whoa. Okay, I'll pull up the hologram that shows our immediate surroundings. Is that land?
You are in a sort of grotto.
An underwater grotto? Like a underwater cave?
Yes. There is air.
Ah, okay, yeah.
And the top of the submarine, the little viewing deck, is out. It's in the air.
Oh, okay. Does it pop open?
You can, yeah, you can open it up.
I'll climb the ladder. I'll go to teleport.
Yeah.
And I can't. I'm
yeah.
Like,
instinctively
climb.
Go yeah. to do it, yeah.
You just feel lousy.
Pop it open. Look out in this sort of underwater this kind of cave that we're in. Is it dark?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no...
Does the vehicle have lights? Can I put on some lights to
yeah.
kind of illuminate the area?
Yeah, you flick a switch and bright light floods the caves.
I think at this point you'll hear like someone coming from the bottom of the rungs as well as like Logan kind of like comes up to join you. It's like, what is it?
Sub took us into some sort of cave. Hang on, let me get out. I'll stand on the top of the vehicle and let you kind of come
yeah,
climb
he'll,
out as well.
He'll kind of hoist himself up and join you side by side, just standing on top of the submarine. We here?
I guess so. We're not anywhere else.
And he kind of like takes a moment to kind of look at you through the small beam of light that's there. You doing all right, dude?
Nope.
What's up, Gold?
Oh yeah. It's a lot to go from like everything to nothing,
dude. Withdrawal's a bitch, man.
Yeah.
Just I don't know. It's like got some water, drink some water. Just fucking take it slow, take it easy, man, and you'll get your fix.
Yeah. Underwater, something around here, right?
I mean, underwater cave, so you know.
Pirate treasure, right?
Minerals, rocks, whatever. We can find it. Land or die.
I mean, it's got to be somewhere, right? I'm looking yeah. around.
He'll actually just like, fuck it. And he'll pop forward and kind of like start to like, we've hit like a ground section that we can step off onto the submarine.
Yeah, yeah. You can now step onto this in like land in the cave.
Yeah. We'll disembark and kind of, you know, stretch a bit and have a look around.
It's like, at least we can see it's safe before we get the others involved.
Yeah.
you Lit begin to explore.
Let's not go too far.
Oh, man, it's fine.
All right.
It's all good. Honestly, I need a bit of a break from them anyway.
Yeah. How are you doing, actually?
Look, fine. I just think people are getting... People are making assumptions that we just don't know yet. We don't know anything, man. We don't... Everyone's so quick to say... You're too quick to say that this thing is not real. How do we know that? We don't. We just simply don't have that sort of information. Like, play the game, sure. Like, there's still, like, just as there's physics and there's gravity, there are, like, you feel it, man. You know there's a way you're meant to play yourself.
Mm.
You intrinsically know that.
Mm.
I know that. There's things that I can do that you can't because I just... I don't know how to put it, but I can just do things that other people can't, and for lack of a better term, man, I get away with it. But just because there are rules, this thing was... Was it created? Was it always here? Did Allegra find this place or did she create it? Like, we don't know. This thing could still be just...
This is our place. We made this.
Or was it already there?
Like, is it hooking onto what we already made or...
How are we so sure this isn't like an ultimate dimension or like a reality? You know what I mean, man?
You're giving me a headache with that, man.
My point is we don't know. And so I'm just kind of
like... My point is, like, how are you doing? Like, those are the big questions, I know, but like... How are you, man? We got like 10 minutes to catch up when we got to Allegra's. Like, is everything all right?
Oh, just... And he takes a moment because he's been dodging the question. Yeah. Fine. Like, I don't know, man. Not much to report. Like, what do you want from me? Like,
I don't want anything from you. I just...
Sorry. Everyone has just wanted something from me since fucking high school ended, man. Like, there's just been this... idea that we're meant to like be something and do something, and hearing like Xavier talk about, you know, he will be going to that 10-year reunion and stuff like that, it's just like I can't be fucked with any of that sort of shit because everyone just thinks you're meant to be somewhere or you're meant to have done something, and it's like why do we need to be in a certain place? Why is it like,
well, yeah, I mean, are you happy? Are you doing what you want to be doing?
What? Sure, yeah, man. I've always been happy. Like, I was happy the moment that I stopped needing to fuck around with any sort of expectations or anything that people kind of projected onto me, man.
Well, that's... I'm glad for you, man. I'm that's good. I don't want to be out of line saying this, but you say that, but that's not what comes across. What comes across is that you expect something from yourself. You're frustrated with something. And you won't name it.
Are you just projecting? Like, are you happy?
Oh, maybe,
are you happy,
man,
dude?
Maybe. No. God, no.
Why not? Dude, you fucking got it all. You got elected, man. You've got the car. You've got the wife. You've got, like, hell, you've even got time to... Like, man, we played games over the years. Like, you've got it all, man. You've got the work and the play and everything. Like, what's to want?
It's so scary knowing what I know and knowing that no one else seems to take it seriously. I mean, do you think I didn't know the jokes about me, that I was barely there? I knew that, but I was okay with it because I knew what was really important. I was going to change it. I was going to be important and change the world in some way. And to get there and achieve it and know that it's already over, that the time to do something about what's coming was 20 years before you were even born.
I mean, dude, we were just fucking kids, man. We didn't... We said shit all the time. Like, I said some awful shit, man. And I'll admit...
I actually don't care about what happened in high school. I couldn't give less of a fuck. Honestly, I guess we kind of share that maybe. And I'm glad that you're happy. But if you actually look at what is coming down the road for us, back there, back home, it terrifies me. And it should terrify everybody. Everybody should wake up in a cold sweat knowing that we failed, that we have failed ourselves, that we have failed the future, and all we get to do is watch it
crumble.
Dude,
no need to shout, man. No need to shout. I'm not your constituents. I'm not someone that you're trying to get the vote for. I understand, man. No, I get it. No, seriously, man. Look at me. I fucking get it. But let me tell you something, man. Like, this whole thing, I want to explain to you just what I mean. Don't think for a second that at the end of this all, that the only option is to go back home. It's more than one option, man. There's always more than one option. Never finished. Nothing's ever finished entirely. Nothing has this set end of the road. There's always a fork, dude.
Hogan, I'm never going home.
Cool.
Your words echo in the cave system, and Toby, your monitor, lights up.
Fear goal detected.
Oh, thank fuck for that. Where?
If you turn left, up ahead. First opening.
Oh, yeah, he dashes off. Got a lead.
You run through this winding tunnel, and as you turn left, a large cave opening is there that seems to be lit by bioluminescent algae, kind of glows around the rock walls, and you see a large chest of gold.
A little corny, but it'll do.
What was that about pirate's gold, dude?
Fair gold detected.
And you can see a sort of a tiny blip of one piece of fair
just
gold.
One? God damn it. It's a whole treasure chest.
Amongst all of these other coins.
Yeah, he's trash. This trash.
Yeah.
He's trash gold.
Fucking useless trash.
Absolutely the words Toby is saying under his breath.
This is trash.
One piece of gold under all of this garbage?
Why just can't I
flawless
have no
diamonds
and like one?
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
I mean, the timing of submarines.
I was going to say topical.
Yeah.
We'll just
but not
leave.
When this comes out, it won't be.
When this episode comes out, it won't happen.
It will not be topical.
We can put that in the outtakes.
Yeah.
What is
topical? Technically a submersive. We can't legally call it a submersive.
There are five of us.
Oh, God.
That's sort of what I was thinking about. Maybe we shouldn't talk about death.
Oh, dear.
Real life death on our podcast.
Probably not, no.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Bowser.
See, that's the curse right there.
It's not even here.
I was going to say, I was wondering where Bowser was.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.